when you pursue alignment, meaning let me get around the right types of people in the right type of place at the right type of time, the right things will always happen, aka there is assignment in alignment.
Arise, champion! This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you. And we're gonna help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up, call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28%. By comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop Band. I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. All right, all right, all right. Here we come, guys, and I've got one for you. If you want to go fast, go alone. Just go ahead and go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And that could not be true more now for the season that I'm in right now, with what God has brought us through. Connor, King Connor, sitting here right next to me. We're in San Diego, California. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Steve Weatherford. King Connor Mead is to my left. And we've got a very special guest that we're going to have on here. Is a dear friend of mine, an actual business partner of mine. And man, we speak a lot on these podcasts, and we talk a lot about how when men, mighty men, pursue alignment, then it is then and only then will God will give you that divine assignment, that thing that you're supposed to collaborate on, that is just kingdom work. And I've been, I guess for lack of a better word, man, just taking massive action during this quarantine to be able to try to get to, you know, what type of evolution, what type of pivot do I need to make? Not just in my business, because we're all making pivots in our business to meet the need of a different audience now, but what type of pivots do I need to make in my life? You know, what type of people do I need to pursue? What things do I need to learn? And I've been leaning into all of that. We started with Mighty 300. We went from Mighty 300 to Man Academy, which was the first time that I did like large, and I want to say large, but I did large group coaching where we had 22 men, you know, kingdom entrepreneurs that wanted nothing more than more in their life, if that makes sense. You know, better relationships, a more electric, connected marriage, a unified vision for their family, a unified vision with structure, order, and relationships in their business. And we finished that 12-week course, and that brought us to up until about 3 weeks ago. And the guy that we're going to have on today, like I said, is now becoming a business partner, but we've been together for a lot longer than just the last 3 weeks. And I've gotten to know him as a man. I've gotten to know, you know, his wife and their marriage and their dynamic and the different things that he's done as an entrepreneur. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit to be with us, that there's going to be stories told, and the words that we speak aren't going to be fluff, and they're just going to be fire, and they're going to be a seed planted in the heart of the listener right now, that they will experience a harvest in the same season as they're planting the seed. And I'm just believing right now, Holy Spirit, just join us and give the listeners the eyes to see and the ears to hear what God's calling is on their life. And we just ask you to bless this mighty man of God that is joining us. Bless Connor. Bless the Weatherford family and the Weatherford Fit business. Thank you for bringing us through this season. Thank you for bringing us to this season. And we're just praying for the power and the energy and the perseverance to grow there, because we know that you want us to go there. It's in your name that we will give all the glory. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So with all that being said, man, I really just want to get out of everybody's way, because the guy that we're about to have on here he's just turned 35 about a week and a half ago. He has already himself and the businesses that he works with to make over $100 million using a very specific social dynamic selling system. He's written two books. One of them has just come out this month. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit. It's called Intentional Influence, and it's like so up my alley. And he is just a master at sales, and he's going to get into a whole lot more about that. And we've got a really exciting collaboration opportunity for the Kingdom Entrepreneurs, the men, and this is for men only, that are listening to this right now. If working with Riley and working with me is something that would pique your interest, guess what? You just might have that opportunity to get in on this application process, because we will be serving some mighty men in a very, very unique and specific way for the duration of this year. So with all that being said, welcome to the show, Riley Meek.
Hey, brother. Happy to be on, man. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, man, dude, I'm so excited. And, you know, just to look at how crazy this landscape has been for us, I guess the first question that I would want to take you to, because I know your business, but a lot of people don't know, at any given day of the week, you could probably, your business could be putting on 30 plus events nationwide. And obviously the COVID-19 and all this has put a real, real curveball in your business. And I guess, man, just talk about your background in business, what you're doing now, and how you got into all of this craziness.
Sure, man. Absolutely. Yeah. As you know, I grew up in a small town, South Dakota. And when I say small, we're talking less than 1,000 people here. It's small. Yeah. Not a whole lot of opportunity. And early on, you know, my folks got divorced at a young age. I was 5 years of age. And I really feel like that point in time in my life was pretty crucial in, you know, at least making me who I am today. And what I mean by that is, you mentioned sales. I've been in marketing and sales my whole life, pretty much, starting at the age of five, if we call it that. Because part of, if anybody's had a divorced family or had grown up in that atmosphere, there's a lot of kind of shuttling back and forth. And I remember, you know, just that constant kind of mental strife of when I was with my mom, I didn't want my dad to not think that I wanted to be with him. And when I was with my dad, I didn't want my mom to think that. So I would like sneak away and I would hide under the bed and call my mom and tell her how much I missed her and loved her. And I wished I was with her because I wanted her to feel like she was loved and wanted to be with. And, you know, I've always been kind of a people pleaser for the most part, but I think that was my initial kind of, you know, a relationship with sales, right? And dealing with the human interaction with people. And if you fast forward, 10 years, at the age of 15 is when I really thought I needed to get a job and start to actually, you know, contribute to society. For the most part, I wanted to get a cool car and you know.
Yeah, keep it real, Riley.
Yeah, right? You know, so.
And why did you want that car? So you could impress the chicks.
Exactly right, man. Exactly. So I took my first job at the age of 15. It was for minimum wage in South Dakota at the time, was for $5.15 an hour. I worked an 8-hour shift. And I quit and I never worked again for anybody else. And the reason for that is after that shift, I calculated that math in my head. And then I thought, man, there's going to be taxes that come out of this, Social Security. What the heck's left over? And I thought, man, my time is way more valuable than that. Right. And what ticked me off the most wasn't that they valued my time at that, but it was that I allowed somebody else to put that value on my time. And I knew even at a young age of 15 that my time, my value was worth much more than that $5.15. So that really started my kind of entrepreneurship journey. And being from small town South Dakota, there wasn't a lot for me to reach out to or to be a part of from a mentorship or from a coaching standpoint. So I personally had to seek out different mentors and coaches, and to the point where, you know, throughout high school, man, once a month, I would drive all the way up here to Minneapolis to be a part of a group of like-minded or like-mindsetted people that I could just surround myself with that in that type of environment, or at least the environment that I knew that I wanted to eventually become, right? So that was a kind of a unique time in my life where I was, you know, back in South Dakota doing the high school thing, but I was my vision, my focus was definitely on the future and what I wanted to do and the goals and really just putting myself out there, risking the time, energy, effort, the money that I didn't really have at the time to be able to invest into myself. And you fast forward to the day I graduated high school, I literally, my bags were packed and I moved up to the Twin Cities the actual day that I graduated high school. It's like, wow. I couldn't get out of there soon enough. But it wasn't like just to, you know, get out of South Dakota, of course. It was, again, to immerse myself with that like-minded person that I knew that I wanted to eventually become and grow into. And that really started my, you know, at the time, I moved up here to ultimately go to college. I thought I was gonna become a chiropractor. That was like, you know, I was into health and fitness, and my brother-in-law was a chiropractor. It was just like, that was the mindset that I was gonna go down. But, and part of it too is chiropractors were kind of, I mean, they're really entrepreneurs, right? You go to school for 8 years and then you still have to build a business out of that. So I liked that idea, that challenge. But as I started to learn marketing and sales, I was at the time retailing nutritional supplements for a company, and we put together a catchy little marketing campaign, and my phone was ringing off the hook. I was retailing between 10 and 15 grand a month in vitamins. And I mean, something up your alley, but I was doing this one-on-one in person, delivering presentations, not leveraging my time at all. And I was working my butt off. I was making great money at the age of 19. You know, I bought my first BMW. I thought I was really something special. But I realized what I was doing was not duplicatable. It wasn't something that I could sustain long-term. Right. And I just kept looking for like the next opportunity in my life. At that point, you know, making six figures at a young age, I decided school wasn't for me. Like, why would I go into, you know, six figures in debt when I can make that this year? So I just continued down the entrepreneur path. I've sold so many different things, from, you know, home remodeling projects to business valuations. I mean, kind of all over the board. Insurance. I was an insurance agent for a while. Still have an insurance agency. But it allowed me to learn a ton during that time in my life. And a particular moment in my life happened. I was opening up operations in Mexico for a nutritional supplement company. And I thought, like, okay, what I'm doing is great, but as much as I love the idea of entrepreneurship or being an independent contractor, we'll call it, where they kind of pitch you or they promote that you can earn what you're worth, right? Mm-hmm. Your earning ability is uncapped, right? And for a period of time, I bought into that. However, one thing I never really bought into was my earning ability wasn't really uncapped. There was definitely a ceiling on it. Yes, I worked for myself. If I wanted to make more money, I would work more, right? Just that hustle, that grind mentality. But I could only do a certain amount of presentations in a day, right? So I knew my earning ability was ultimately capped by the amount of time in a day.
Right.
Yeah. And so I decided I was going to, you know, explore this new opportunity, this ground floor opportunity in Mexico, of all places. And I leased out my condo here in the Twin Cities. And I'd owned an Anytime Fitness franchise at the time. So I'd hired a gentleman to run that for me. And we packed up and essentially moved to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And for 5 months, we hustled, man. We grinded it out. We were recruiting new reps in the area. We were selling products. And about the fifth month in, the Mexican government actually completely shut us down. And they said, no more operations here. And you got to, not only that, but you got to get out of here as well. So I found myself on a flight back to the States, not only pretty much broke, right? Because I'd invested most everything into this opportunity. But as I was on my flight home, I had the realization that not only was I broke, but I was essentially homeless as well, because I'd rented out my condo. And so my wife and I found ourselves sleeping on my sister's couch. And it was really kind of a low time in my life. Yeah, as an entrepreneur, every, you know, entrepreneur experiences highs and lows. And this was definitely one of those lows where it was like, what am I going to do next? And I was just seeking for the next opportunity and continually looking. And a few months in through this process, of course, I got my wife pregnant at the time too. So not only...
Good timing, man. God timing there.
Right? Not only was I, broke, sleeping on my sister's couch, now I had a baby to worry about too. And so I came across this concept of selling to groups of people. And it never really made sense to me until I actually got to witness this myself. And I went out to this event that this gentleman was holding. And what he did is he gathered a group of people. There was like 15, 20 people in a room. He delivered a presentation. And at the end of it, he simply asked for an appointment to meet with those that wanted to know how much it was or what the next step was to do business with him. And it completely rocked my world, like blew my mind. I thought, man, this dude just, you know, did one rock star presentation, right? He didn't have to deliver 15, 20 individual presentations. And then he simply asked for a follow-up appointment to ultimately meet with him the next day and essentially close his deal. So it was kind of like, I mean, it blew my mind because we hear a lot about like these online funnels, right? You're building out an online funnel. And this dude kind of built out an offline one where it's like he did one presentation, right, made the ask, and then only met with those that cared enough to know what the price point was. And then from there, he could actually close the deal. So my mind was just spinning. I thought, holy cow, this dude not only was leveraging his time, right, but because he's did one presentation, but he's also leveraging his marketing dollars. And that's when I really started to you know, my wheels started to spin on this. And I thought, man, if he did one presentation and generated a few sales out of it, I'll do a presentation every single day. Like, let's pour some gas on this thing. So a few months from there, at this point in time, dude, I had $673 in my bank account. And so it wasn't like I was rolling in any dough by any means. I had to bootstrap this bad boy. I think the most important thing that I had was a burning desire for more, right? It was in a situation in which there were no plan Bs, right? Like, this was going to work no matter what. And I ended up hosting our first events. I took some of his products, his ideas. I added some of my own and started to build out a presentation. And the first event would have been July of 2011. We hosted, I made a few sales out of it. And then I immediately reinvested into the next event. And then I reinvested and I reinvested. And by the end of that year of 2011, I took our first company to do from literally $673 in my bank account to $2.1 million in sales. And it was
and
a
how
a
long
great,
was that? 673 to 2.1?
2.1, yep.
How long did that take you?
6 months.
Wow.
Come on, man, dude. I'm believing that's going to happen for the men that we work with. Keep going,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. So it was extremely exciting time in my life, right? It's like to go from broke to like, okay, we're doing some decent money here. And by the time we hit that 2 million mark, it would have been January of 2012, I realized, all right, this thing's working pretty well. But remember, my original plan was to find something that I didn't have to be in the constant day in day struggle, mm-hmm, right? And so I started to recruit, hire, and train people. And I was able to step out rather than working in my business. I was now working on my business. And by the end of that year, I had 26 sales crews across 38 different markets. We had finished just over 12 million that year in 2012.
Oh, man.
We did the same thing in 2013. And then that's when I had
using
that realization.
Using the same system? Sorry to interrupt.
Same exact system. Wow. But it got better and better and better because I thought it was as simple as, okay, I'm inviting anybody and everybody out. Let's talk about it. If they like me enough, they'll buy, right? But it gets so much more deep than that in identifying the true client avatar, who we're trying to market to, what type of media do we now use to get them to take action? Is there continuity through our entire presentation to the actual close? Mm. So all of that is what we've really been able to build out now. But through this process, I realized it was the system was working, right? And the product was absolutely irrelevant. right? And so I started to add different products into this and started new companies. All right. So our first one was like in that home remodeling, like insulation world. We're doing like LED lighting, different things like that. And then it's like, okay, what else could we sell? I had contractors that could do installation. So it's like, okay, there's walk-in bathtubs are cool over, you know, and I really, what I had to do is figure out what need is out there. I identified it a need. I knew over 10,000 people were turning 65 every single day here in the States, right? And the need or the desire for them to stay in their home was there. And so I realized that there was a need or a want. And then I had to figure out how can I speak that message to ultimately get people to take action. So it obviously I'm not passionate about walk-in bathtubs or, you know, insulation. I've yet to ever install one. I wouldn't even know what that looks like. But I've learned how people make decisions in a buying process. So since then, you know, we've taken 7 different companies in different industries, in every single one of them over the last nine and a half years now, we've taken to 7, and a couple of them we even hit 8 figures within the very, very first year of each. And that's how you mentioned, you know, we've done over 100 million in sales here over the last 9.5 years. And through this process, though, as I had mentioned, I had absolutely zero passion for any of the products that we were selling. And I remember so clearly, it was a Wednesday evening about 5-6 years ago. And I was, as you know, things were going well, like from the outside looking in, like we were living the dream, right? I had just built my new home. We pretty much traveled. We did what we want when we wanted, right? But that wasn't my definition of success, right? And everybody has a different definition of what success is to them. And on a Wednesday evening, I was coming home. I had a decent sales week again. And I remember just coming in, my wife and daughter were already asleep. And I sat down at the kitchen table and I just had this overwhelming feeling of unfulfillment. And if you know what I mean, if there's listeners here that have made a decent amount of money, whether you have or whether you haven't, if you've got that feeling of unfulfillment, there's nothing worse than that. It's like, again, outside looking in, everything was going great, but I just had this feeling of which I wasn't serving my real life's purpose here. And I started to think back to the early days when I was first starting out in sales and just the constant struggle, the feast and famine lifestyle of where my next lead's coming from, where's my next sale coming from. And, you know, just that, not only how am I going to pay my business bills, but how am I going to pay for my family's needs, right? When I had a baby on the way and it was just like, that's stressful, so stressful. And I thought, man, there are so many business owners, entrepreneurs, sales reps in general that they may have a great product, they may have a great service, right? But if they don't have a system in place to create a predictable supply of leads and a sustainable supply of sales in their business, they're not doing anybody any good, right? If you build it, they do not come. I don't care what that movie says, but you can have the greatest product and service in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you're not doing yourself nor anybody else any favor. Right. And I thought, man, could this system that we've developed, could that be the actual product? I thought, could I teach people how to do this that already have that passion for what they're doing? And could I help them implement this and create that predictability, that sustainability in their business, and then ultimately help them scale across multiple markets? And that's when I really just started to write, man. And I laid out everything from how I you know, how to find a product or service that this works for, right? Like finding that need, but then how do we create a want, right? Because people don't buy what they need, they buy what they want, yep. Right? And so how do we... I use the analogy, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But I could put oats or salt in those oats and naturally he just wants to drink, right? So how do we find a product that can meet that need to create a want, but then how do we provide marketing to it? How do we get somebody to take action? How do we get them to show up to a live event, you know, which is what, as you mentioned, we do a lot of these events live. Tonight alone, we've got close to 50 actual live events happening tonight. And across all throughout the country.
That's amazing.
And in, yeah, and during COVID, which has been fun, fun and unique. But I laid that entire process out, and ultimately at the time I didn't know what I was doing, but that was the birth of what you mentioned was the known as the social dynamic selling system. And that's what we've been doing, man, is really, we still have our own companies that are, you know, essentially on autopilot. We're hosting events, you know, 4 nights a week throughout the entire country of our own companies, but now we teach and we coach and we consult on the business side of things on how to create that predictable and sustainable source of revenue within their businesses. So I hope I didn't go too long-winded for you, man.
No, that was cool, man. I'm sitting here writing things down because obviously I know you really well because not to jump in here, but Riley and I have been working together doing one-on-one coaching for, I don't know, probably I want to say 7 months now. So I guess maybe the next question, like how did, now that I feel like we know a little bit about the social dynamic selling system, we'll get back into it, but how did you and I align? And I think this is the coolest story ever.
Yeah, this is hilarious. So I found Steve on Instagram. Of course, I knew of him being in the NFL and you know, punting and things, but I found him, just came across him on Instagram, came up in my feed, and I started to follow him and watch these videos. And dude, about a year ago to this month, it's got to be about a year ago to this month, I looked over at my wife and said, I'm going to be best buds with this dude.
I love it.
Speak it, man. Speak it.
Declare. And she, the as wonderful as she is, she looked at me and said, I don't doubt you will, Riley. And I think, I mean, that was a crucial thing for her to even speak that life into me as well, I think was epic on her behalf. But it was having an intent, right? And I think if any sort of, whether it's relationship or for your finances or your business, is being intentional with every component of it. And that was my intent. And I started to follow you. I messaged you about the cold tub once. And then I DM'd you about coaching. We got on the phone. And dude, it was like, I mean, I don't know if you felt it, but I was just like, yeah, we're bros. Like,
yeah, man.
Call one. We were bros. And I think that what's really been happening here is where I've been positioning myself over this last year is aligning myself with the right individuals, the right companies, the right groups that I know we can continue to add value to this world, and not to just, you know, leave a legacy on this world, but it's to be able to live that legacy right now. Mm-hmm. And having that impact right here, right now is what my goal, my vision is. I know it's yours, and to be able to align with you, man, and take this, I mean, really to take ourselves, but to take this next group to that next level in their mind, body, soul, spirit, finances, career. I'm so stoked to be able to do that with you, brother.
Yeah, man, I am too, man. And one question I had to you, because you've actually, you know, you started doing this at a really young age, is you started to invest in yourself well before, I feel like, more than likely any of your peers do. And to be honest with you, I didn't start investing into coaching. I guess if you take my punting coach out of it, I paid him. But if you take that out of it, I actually never had to pay out of my own pocket to be able to get mentored, to be able to time collapse how fast I wanted to get to a goal, to be able to get, you know, clarity. I had coaches that were paid by somebody else to raise me up. But then when I went into being an entrepreneur, when I went into these different ventures, that's not something that's, honestly, it's not even commonplace. I feel like it's becoming more and more prevalent now because people are actually getting, you know, awesome results from getting into group coaching or one-on-one coaching. But one question I had for you is, and then I'll get to it, is what, when you choose your coaches, what are the things that you're looking for when you go to choose the coach? Because when I read your application, because you wanted to possibly work with me one-on-one, I was looking at your application and thinking to myself, man, I sure hope this guy doesn't want me to give him business advice and, you know, consulting on his business, because I was just looking at everything that you had done and thinking to myself, man, this guy is so impressive. I'm really looking forward to getting onto the phone with him, locking arms and helping him get what it is that he's looking for. If that's optimization, or, you know, you're just tweaking things in your life, your marriage, et cetera. What are things that you look for in a mentor, or somebody that's coaching you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the main thing that I have always looked for was the fruit in their life. Mm. And And when I was first seeking out my first coach and mentors, like I didn't really know, this would have been at, you know, as a teenager, essentially. I just wanted to get myself around the right people. And as I've wasted money on people that, you know, you always hear those who can't teach, right? And right. So
they're out there, bro.
There's plenty out there, man. But I wanted to find, I seeked out the people that, that had a quality within them that I knew that I wanted within my life. And so one of the greatest things I ever did was hire a coach in my life, a few years ago, to really advance and excel to this next level, to help build out this social dynamic selling system. You know, I know what to do to work out to stay fit, but I still pay a fitness trainer that I work out with twice a week, right? It's not that I don't know what to do, but it was more like accountability and make it, and I knew that if I was investing my cash into it, I was going to show up and play full out, right? And so that's why I invest into things like that, because I know that's what, for me, that's what I need to do to take myself mentally to that next level to get what I want out of it. So when I seeked out you, man, it was like, dude, this guy is, he's got his life dialed in. Look at, he's jacked. I mean, he's got a great family life spiritually. Yeah. Like it was everything that I wanted, that I felt like I was missing out in, that brotherly love, that connection. Cause bros need bros. Like one of the greatest times in my life was when I was in college. I had that 2-year stint in college. I was a part of this group called IVCF, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And it was the most, one of probably the most impactful times in my life as far as growth spiritually, right? These dudes, we would get together Wednesday nights and man, we would pray so hardcore, dude. It was epic. We would hit the streets and just witness. We would go buy food for the homeless. I mean, it was the most epic time in my entire life. And then when that ended, I mean, that ended 15 years ago for me. I'm 35 now. So it's like, I for the last 15 years, I felt like I was kind of, you know, falling kind of in and out of really within my faith, right? And I think a lot of it was because I wasn't intentional about being a part or being with another group of people that could help kind of build me up. Because we can't run this race alone. You know, whether it's businesses, finances, relationships, bros need bros. And that's really why I seeked you out. And it was because I seeked out somebody that had what I wanted. And then I was going to, you know, be intentional about going to get it. And that's what I've done in every area of my life, whether it's fitness, finances, relationships, and ultimately now, you know, what we're doing together.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about what we're doing together. When me and Riley were talking about it, and really the way that this thing has grown to be what it is right now and what we're about to launch this thing into is, it was, you know, it's something that Riley says. He says, action creates clarity. Mm-hmm. And when the pandemic hit, I didn't know, much like every single other person, they didn't know what to do. But one thing that I'm proud of now is, looking back on it, I've gotten clarity for the vision that I have for my life, and I've gotten confirmation for the vision that I thought God had for me. But you don't get those confirmations until you go out there and try. An example, Mighty 300 was the first time my son and I did our devotional, and we shared it with people online. And all I had was a book that him and I did our devotional on. And so here we are on Zoom, and I'm reading off of a paper. It was the most boring, most terrible thing ever, but I did it, you know? And then we got done and I looked at Connor and I'm like, how was it? He was like, it was pretty boring, man. He's like, okay, now we need to like tweak it from here. And it's kind of like, it reminded me honestly of like when you first sat down with that guy and you saw him do his social dynamic selling system. You're like, oh my gosh, it opened an idea up in your mind because somebody else had done it. Maybe not exactly how you're going to do it, but you took action. And every time you did one of those, you got better and you changed things. And so that's what I believe this thing has been for us, is we went from Mighty 300. Then we went to Man Academy, where these guys were paying, you know, good amount of money per month to be able to get this acceleration. And a magical thing happens when people pay money and they have to invest into it. It's kind of like what I'm hearing you say, man. And I wrote this down, when you pay, you're guaranteeing progress, because you and I are not the type of person to pay for something and be like, oh yeah, I'm too busy. Right. But if we sign up for it and it's just like it's a free thing, then you're like, well, if I can fit it into my schedule. Yep. And that's why I believe having a coach and a mentor, and there's two ways to get them. Connor, what are the two ways that you get a mentor?
To serve or to pay.
Yeah, you got to pay to be in the room, or you got to serve your way into that room. And for people, Riley, that are like you and I, man, we maybe don't have enough time, like you saying, we don't have enough time to get into those rooms to serve those people. And so you and I, we got to pay De Niro's, but right. we pay money to get into the rooms to have the conversations that will raise our level of thinking and also give us a tribe, like you said.
Yeah.
Give us a tribe of people to be able to A, bounce ideas off of, but C, freaking relationships. If you look at how God created us to live in the first day, he created, there was 5 days of creation before he created us, and he created animals. And so what does that tell you? That God wanted to set the stage. He wanted to have everything in place for us before he created us, because he wanted us to be kings, and he wanted us to take territory, and he wanted us to own and have dominion on the planet that he created for us. And so does it not make sense that relationships are the thing that we should be pursuing,
yep,
not the businesses that we were pursuing? Because if you'll look, when people go to create partnerships just based upon an assignment, 9 times out of 10, it's going to fail. Because when you pursue alignment, meaning let me get around the right types of people in the right type of place at the right type of time, the right things will always happen, aka there is assignment in alignment. So the last question that I have for you is, what are we creating together? Riley, give me a little snippet, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably going to interrupt you as you're explaining it because I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, the vision, I mean, this has been so crazy, is that I had this vision, not knowing that you did. And when we just started to just naturally just kind of flow, like, this is, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it came together. I mean, this is going to be so epic what we're doing here. I mean, we're taking people, you know, the gentleman that you just did a Man Academy and Upgrade Your Human and everything, that like they're going to be a part of this as well, because they've built this foundation, right? That they're seeking out, you know, stuff they want in their life, cleansing, yeah, getting rid of things that they don't want in their life. And now it's like, all right, we've got this foundation, but now what? Like, what's the next level, right? We as human beings, man, woman, child, whatever it is, we are all called to excellence.
Yeah.
Right. So, absolute excellence. And if we're doing anything short of that, we are completely wasting our time on this earth. Right. So whether it's your relationships, your business, your finances, whatever it is, your mindset, it is, God has called us to a level of excellence in every area of our life. And that's what we're building out here. A tribe of bros that want to take their lives to the next level of excellence.
Called the Full Court Press 249. And the reason we called it the Full Court Press, that was beautiful, Riley, thank you. The reason we called it the Full Court Press is over the last 12 weeks, the men that we have been working with have been breaking generational curses. They have been reestablishing identities in Jesus, yep, Christ. Not just like, hey, what's my identity? But like, what does Jesus Christ say my identity is? Let me adopt that, and let me walk out into the world and recreate new culture, new atmosphere in my business, new culture, new atmosphere in my relationships, in my marriage. And men are completely turning their lives around. And here's the deal. All the guys that were in there, they were all pretty successful guys, but they are taking it to the next level. And I believe that the next level for them, the next cut for them, is going to be that massive acceleration. And what I'm talking about is, like, when you play a basketball game, and let's say you're down 10, you know, 9 or 10 points, and you've got 2 minutes to go in the game, what are you going to do? Are you going to be playing prevent defense or zone defense? No, you're going to be in a full court press. And I believe 2020 has flipped, turned everybody's life upside down. You're a planner, Riley. I know you had this entire year mapped out with events all over the country, making tens of millions of dollars, and life happened. This corona happened, and you shifted, and you evolved, and you pivoted your business. And so what I'm believing that this full court press is going to do is going to bring a marketplace titan like you into it, and we have these men exactly where they want to be. And for the men that haven't gone through Man Academy, guess what? You are going to get discipled up and mentored up and loved up and encouraged up by all the men who have already gone through this process. And so the full court press 249, and the reason we decided to attach the numbers 249 to the end, well, there was two reasons. First, because when we went to GoDaddy.com and FullCourtPress.com was taken and we were going to have to pay thousands of dollars to get it, Riley actually had an incredible idea. He said, dude, what do you think about this? And Luke, the very first words that Jesus Christ ever said that were written and recorded were words to his mom, and he had disappeared, and a lot of people maybe know what I'm talking about, but he had disappeared for 2 or 3 days, and when his mom, Mary, found him in the temple, he was like, Jesus, what are you doing? And he said, well, don't you know? I'm about my Father's business. And that's what this is, man. The Full Court Press 249 is going to be balls to the wall.
Yep.
About our Father's business. It's about creating empire. It's about creating legacy. It's about creating identity. It's about living in that legacy. And we have a grand vision for what we're going to do for these kingdom entrepreneurs in 2021. But this Full Court Press is going to be to get those kingdom entrepreneurs positioned. So 2021 will be the year that they talk about, not just 10 years from now, 20 years from now. 2021 will be the reason that everything changed in their life. I think about my life. And I've got 2 brothers, I've got a sister, I got a lot of cousins, aunts, and uncles. I'm the one. I'm the one in my family that decided, just like you did, Riley, you're from South Dakota, nothing against South Dakota, nothing against your family, but you wanted more. And in order for you to get more, you didn't just hustle and grind and hope and pray so hard, because God will do for you what you can't do for yourself. But what you can do for yourself, you got to get it done. And guess what? If you don't think you can get it done, but there are people that are in your life that maybe have been there before, guess what? That God put that person in your life to speak those things at that time because you were supposed to hear them. And so if you're hearing our voice right now, and that, you know, you're getting a little bit of destiny talk in your mind. You're like, man, I like what these guys are talking about. I want you to listen up. Because this is not something that, like, you're going to hear about on the podcast 3 weeks from now. We're going to open this thing up, and we're going to be accepting applications. And I'll tell you right now, like, this is not something that is just for everybody. But if you are dedicated and you are willing to exercise a pro-level ability of commitment, because that's really all I need. Like, I need you to come in with a great attitude and an ability to commit. Yep. If you do those two things, I guarantee you God is going to move in your life. Because like we said earlier, if you want to go fast, dude, go ahead and go alone. You'll run out of steam and you'll be exactly where you are right now. Because if you do things the same way and you just do them harder, guess what? You're going to get to that same destination. You're just going to get there quicker. So if you want to get to a new destination that intimidates you, that overwhelms you, that maybe you don't know how to get there, that is exactly why we are creating the Full Court Press 249.com. So if you want information about that, go to that website, because I believe the website should be done pretty soon. And if it's not, just shoot me a text message. My number is 949-763-5934. And the last thing that I want to share with you guys, and then I'm going to let Riley speak, is the biggest horses in the world. I'm from Indiana, so I'm a little bit of a country guy. My wife rode rodeos when I first started dating her. I met her when I was 17. She was 18. And in the summertime, she used to ride rodeos. And I'll never forget when I went to the Wildlife Expo that's in Louisville, Kentucky. And my wife was kind of like walking me around and showing me all the places that you know, she had been, because she comes back to this expo every single year. So she had friends at all these different booths. She said, and she knew I was into fitness, obviously. She goes, you're going to love this. These are the biggest, most muscular horses in the world. She takes me around to the back. There is a horse, and I'm not kidding you, Riley. This son of a gun was 9.5 feet tall. The biggest freaking horse I'd ever seen. It's called a Belgian workhorse. Now, these horses are strong enough to pull 8,000 pounds by themselves. So you would think, all right, man, I feel like a Belgian workhorse. You know, I went to the NFL. I did TV. I had an ebook that I sold $1 million with in 7 months without running ads. Like, I'm pretty good. But when I went to go launch my supplement company, I landed flat on my face, because there were FDA lawyers. There were compliance. There were all these things that a lot you know, like inventory, distribution. I didn't have to do any of that with ebooks. So my point to mentioning that to you is if I wanted to get to my next level, I had to find another workhorse. I had to find another Belgian workhorse that could teach me how to go there. And there's a magical thing that happens. And you would think when you put one Belgian workhorse together with another Belgian workhorse, that they'll be able to pull 16,000 pounds, right? 8,000 plus 8,000 is 16,000 pounds. But there is a magical thing happens when those horses come together on one mission to pull one load. They're able to pull 24,000 pounds, not 16,000 pounds. And to take it a step further, if these two horses train together and then go to pull together, magically, they do 32,000 pounds. So wow, they can pull. So a horse like me that has big dreams and big aspirations, just like all the horses that are listening to this right now, if you want to get to your next level, and you feel like, hey, man, I feel like I've got what it takes, but why can't I get there? Join arms. What would life be like if you got in a room with 30 Belgian workhorses who are all stallions in their industries, and they can bring all of our superpowers together to make sure that you win? That's what this Full Court Press 249 is about. It's about taking together the Green Berets, the toughest of the tough, the hungriest of the hungry, putting them together with one common goal. Let's win in each individual Belgian workhorse's life. That's what this thing is about. Riley, I would love to throw it to you for anything else that you have before we let these guys go.
This is good, man. It's multiplication, not addition.
Yeah.
We're playing chess, not checkers.
Come on, man. Tell us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think so. I come from the entrepreneurship background, you know, on this side of it, building a business, how I've taken seven different ones, as I mentioned. But I want to be clear. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to be a part of this group, right? Because entrepreneurship, if you literally go back to the root of it, it's a French word. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it's like entrepreneur. That word literally means, I can't pronounce it, but that word literally means to undertake, right? It doesn't mean to build the business. It doesn't mean to, you know, grow a company from zero to 100 million, right? It just simply means to undertake. And that's the entrepreneurship community that we're building here, having that mindset of an entrepreneur to undertake, right? It's somebody that isn't afraid to do things that are uncomfortable, right? To step out of the ordinary, do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And then we're gonna tackle the next thing in your life, right? And then the next thing. This is gonna be a group that we're building here, this foundation that this is gonna be life-changing, not only for us, but for generations and generations and generations to come.
That's it, man. King Connor, you got anything else for these young lions? And here's the other thing that's going to be amazing is in addition to this 4-month course that we're going to be on with you live coaching calls on Monday, and then a live Q&A session where we're going to be able to put one person on the hot seat every single week. So example, there might be some guy that comes in that does construction or real estate. I don't do construction. I don't do real estate, but guess what? My partner knows how to freaking sell. So we put that guy on the hot seat. We ask the right questions. We open his mind up to thinking bigger. And guess what else? There's going to be a lot of collaborations and a lot of businesses that are born from the inside of masterminds, because I've been in several of them in the past 2 years, and the best businesses in those groups are usually the businesses that are born from inside of those groups, because there's a powerful alignment that comes from being inside of that group. And then those assignments are born from that alignment. So I guess that's the last word that I've got. Connor, you got anything else?
No, I love what you guys are creating and what we're all building. And I can't think of anything better to end this year than what you guys are creating with this Full Court Press 249. And I know that men are going to come in here one way, but start their 2021 a different man, living in an excellent spirit, living in an excellent way, and just living a completely transformed life. So if, like Steve was saying earlier, if you're interested in this, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to claim your spot, text the word coaching to Steve's number 949-763-5934. We'll get you all the details. We'll get you the application, and we can't wait to see you on the other side.
Come on, man. That was a great plug at the end, Connor. Dude, way to go, man. Way to go. Oh, man. Riley, I love you, man. Thank you for taking time to invest into this podcast. Thank you for saying yes, man, to what God was laying on your heart. And, man, I really am. It sounds funny to say, but I am literally tickled to death. and I mean that, man. I like when I think about doing this, I am just happy about it because I believe that this was the one component of me in the season that I'm in right now that I believe wasn't the strongest in order to really bring people up. It's awesome to be able to mentor and coach guys like Riley that make tons of money because what they're looking for is what I have.
Right.
You know, but when you're talking about entrepreneurs that maybe are in real estate or maybe they're in construction or maybe they're in fitness online like I am, there's only maybe 33% of those guys that I can guide to the promised land. But what about the other 66%? I just answered that question by collaborating with Riley, and that's why I believe this wasn't a good idea. This was a God idea. So fullcourtpress249.com or text me. We'll have that website up soon. We're going to be accepting applications for probably the next 2 weeks, I believe that's what it is. And then we're going to start this thing real soon. So if you're listening to this, take freaking action, man, because God's got a big life for you. Riley, I love you, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show. And I couldn't be more excited to build on what I've done in my life, to share my experiences with some of the most amazing people, to give you the mindsets and the actionable steps to level up your life and live a high performance lifestyle. Now, if this episode impacted you, there are a few things I need you guys to do right now that would be a massive support to us. First, we need you to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever you listen to it. And we wanna make sure that you're getting every single episode as soon as it drops. Second, I need you to join the movement over at weatherford5.com/podcast, where you can get the show notes and links to everything else on the episode. And lastly, tag me on Instagram with your key takeaway as I'll be checking every single post. I'll talk to you guys next time. And for now, keep living a high performance life.